We are now joined by Bill Young. And we had Bill Young on, about 6-7 weeks ago. And he wrote a tremendous story about J.D. Wilkinson, who was the owner of the Kansas City Monarchs. He's a Caucasian, owned the Negro League Kansas City Monarchs, but a wonderful man and did so much for Negro League baseball. And I saw that Bill had done another book, and it was on Chief Myers, John Tortoise Chief Myers. And who was Chief Myers? Well, a Native American who was a fabulous catcher at the turn of the century for the New York Giants and John McGraw. And you can talk about Christy Mathewson and people like that. But the social change of the country was very slow in coming. And what we learned from Chief Myers is how the Native Americans were treated in baseball. And it's a wonderful baseball biography. William A. Young does it. It's put out by McFarland Publishing. And, Bill, it's a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Hey, thank you, Marty. Thanks very much. I wanted to send out thoughts and prayers to your family, friends, others impacted by Hurricane Irma, and all those recovering in the Caribbean, and also those still recovering from Hurricane Harvey in Texas and Louisiana. Real tragedy.
Yeah, it is. And as I'm talking to you, I've got the Weather Channel on, just taking a look, and it looks like South Florida may be spared to some degree, but certainly the state of Florida. And I commend Rick Scott, the governor. They've been on top of this for about 4 or 5 days, moving everybody out. So thank you very much for those thoughts, Bill. I appreciate it.
Sure.
John Tortoise Chief Myers, and a Native American. I love learning the history of baseball, and I love learning the history of the United States as through the eyes of baseball. And you really got it with Chief Myers, because tell us about the chief, why he was called that, what it really meant in those days, and how it still is one of those names that we have in baseball history that's not always that complimentary. But he was a very special player and a special man.
If you Google Myers, you'll find Chief Myers on Baseball Reference and other sites. But John Tortoise Myers, T-O-R-T-E-S, M-E-Y-E-R-S, was a member of the Santa Rosa Band of the Kuwiat Nation. That's a Southern California tribe. And he was born in 1880. So in his growing up years, Native Americans were right at being stereotyped rather viciously. There were two primary stereotypes that impacted him and other Native Americans and ballplayers as well. One was that of the savage warrior. They have primitive instincts. So a Native American ballplayer didn't hit with a bat or run the bases. He had his war club and he ran the war path. That's what you read in the articles about him. And the other was the good Indian, and the good Indian, or the bad Indian, and the bad Indian was a Native American who was opposed to the United States and its dominant culture. A good Indian was someone who adapted to white culture and was always happy. And, you know, those stereotypes to some extent continue with the tomahawk chop of the Braves and the Chief Wahoo smiling Indian logo of the Indians. So this hasn't entirely gone away. So Myers had to cope with a great deal of prejudice during his time.
Well, he did. And as you say, these quote unquote good Indian was one who gave up his Native American heritage,
right,
and
correct,
and became in the schooling and became sort of a white man. And that was part of what baseball did around the world to try to do that. And that's how baseball was spread around the world. That was the good old guy American kind of game. And it was still in this country the same way. But he didn't do that. He went back and he was still very active in his
tribe. That's right. There were two or three other Native Americans prominent at the time in ball. One, probably the prominent one, was Charles Albert Bender, who also, of course, called Chief. Louis Sockalexis, who was the first 1890s, and then, of course, Jim Thorpe. And Jim Thorpe is the one who kind of avoided the chief label. But chief is, there's no question that it was in its origin a pejorative, a negative. Some have compared it to calling an African-American man a boy. So it objectifies, it demeans on the one hand. But on the other hand, it's true that this kind of became just a nickname. So Myers took to even call, I have a autograph of Myers from when he was 80 years old in 1916, he was signing it John Chief Myers. So he accepted the fact that that's what people called him. That's how he was known. When he was interviewed by Lawrence Ritter and for that great book, The Glory of Their Times, the chapter is called Chief Myers. It's a pejorative, but just became a nickname in one sense.
Well, and when I grew up, Allie Reynolds was a huge part of
Super Chief.
The Super Chief, and he was Joe Gordon was traded from the Yankees to the Cleveland Indians. Believe it
right.
or not,
for named after Louis Sakalaksis.
Exactly, and Allie Reynolds became a tremendous pitcher for the Yankees, and for a while they didn't think he had the guts to finish games.
Right.
That was the rap against him, and he certainly changed that. And if you look at why the Dodgers lost all those World Series to the Yankees, the Chief, Super Chief, Allie Reynolds was a huge part of it.
Phenomenal pitcher, and your point is absolutely right. When Myers left baseball, unlike other Native Americans like Thorpe and Bender, who didn't go back to their homelands, Myers went back to Southern California, became active in the affairs of the Santa Rosa Band of the Cahuilla, and helped them a great deal, and then took a job, ironically, as a chief of law enforcement for the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Southern California. So although he never was a chief of his own tribe, he became a chief as a law enforcement officer.
Boy, very good. The book is John Tortoise, Chief in Quotes Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S. William A. Young is the author. McFarland Publishing put it out. The Book Tree in Montclair. I talked to David yesterday. I said, David, we've got to get a relationship with McFarland to get some of these books up into Montclair.
Oh, they have a great catalog of baseball books.
Yeah, but what happens is that when you work with them for an independent bookstore, you have to work out a deal.
Right. Well, they would, I'm sure.
Yeah, but we have a lot of people that want to go up there to do it in the Book Tree in Montclair. All right, but what kind of ball player was he? I mean, this guy,
Yeah, thanks.
New York Giant. Come on, we're in Giant territory here.
Yeah, right. Well, number one, he loved John McGraw. You know, ironically, John McGraw was a racist, like many of people of his time, but he got along well with Myers. Myers respected him a great deal for his ability as a manager, but he was a power hitter. He wasn't that fast a foot, although he could really read pitchers and stole quite a few bases back when that was a big thing for McGraw inside baseball. Power hitter, could really work pitchers. His career average, .291, which places him kind of in the middle of the Hall of Fame catchers. his career batting average. In 1912, he batted .358, which wasn't surpassed until Mike Piazza and Joe Mauer did it as catchers. So a remarkable baseball player, but he was also one of the most cultured players of his time. He spent a year at Dartmouth College. When his teammates were going to bars and taverns, he was going to art museums and libraries. Loved philosophy, art, literature. So a remarkable guy, terrific ball player, real fine guy.
Yeah, and this was the era of New York Giant baseball, and of course we see some of the names on the wall out there of Christy Mathewson. We see that. And I've done shows about Rube Marquard and others, of course, John McGraw as well. But for John Chief Myers, he was a rock of these outstanding Giant teams. Yep. He caught Mathewson and Marquard.
Yep. Between 1909 and 1916, when he went over to the Dodgers, he was Christy Mathewson's catcher, and Rube Marquardt's streak of 19 straight wins.
Right.
Myers was behind the plate, behind the bat, as they said then.
Yeah, so for Giant fans, as we look at New York Giant history, we have something called the Gotham Club out here.
Sure.
This is one that should be celebrated with some of the big names, and especially being a Native American, what he had to go through. Because he got razzed a lot, and I read some of the things you have in the book about New York Times stories and, the savage Chief Myers or the warlike Chief. You know, that's the way they described them.
Yeah, but he had a great sense of humor. He turned that prejudice into humor at times. So there was he had to write left-handed because his right hand was all chewed up by catching. And so someone asked him why he wrote with his left hand. He said, don't you know that all Indians write left-handed? Because back in the day when we signed treaties, we had to always keep a tomahawk in the right hand, right with our left hand.
Very good. Very good.
That's the kind of wry humor he would.
Yeah. Well, he's a very special guy. Did he ever get any Hall of Fame consideration, even from
Nine-year career, so,
And one year too short.
Yeah, I don't see why. I don't know that that's a limitation on the Veterans Committee, is it? So I think you, in my book, in the last chapter, I make the case for him getting, if not Hall of Fame recognition, at least being counted among the very best catchers, of both for on the field, off the field. His teammates often chose him to represent them and with the management. So it was a real treat to research and write his story.
Yeah, very good. It's a very important book, especially for New York Giant history. They used to have those Wild West shows then and vaudeville then. Did he get involved in any of that stuff?
He 1 year, he and Christy Mathewson went on. He and Christy Mathewson were not just a battery mate. They were really, really close friends, both college educated. They did a vaudeville tour. They did a play in which Myers played what? Of course, the vicious savage, and Mathewson came out and hit him with a baseball. Some, you know, crazy stuff. They only did it that year because Mathewson said, I can't accept money for something I'm no good at.
Very good. Well, what a story. Well, Bill, thanks for coming on as always. And any more books? We've had you on for two now. You got anything else?
Well, we'll see what comes next. I got some ideas, but nothing complete yet.
All right. Well, these are a pleasure to read, and it's a good slice of American history through the eyes of baseball. So I appreciate it. You did a good job with this. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. All the best.
Very good. Yeah, John Tortes, T-O-R-T-E-S, Chief Myers, a baseball biography, William A. Young. And check with us at the Book Tree in Montclair or McFarland Publishing. But it's worth it, and it's well-written. Bill, as you can tell, he does a good job. All right, I enjoyed that. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.